Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is a back-to-school time, and that is hard to imagine that we're saying that. And we're going to talk about Spotsylvania in specifically this morning with Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania County Schools. Renee, good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here with you today, Ted.
It is good to have you here. Can you believe that we're talking back to school? It just seems like we were wrapping things up, and you were sending me when graduations were going to be.
Absolutely. It has been a very quick summer, and as soon as graduations end, it's kind of like we already get in the mindset, okay, now we got to gear up for the next school year. So we do a lot of things over the summer. We stay really busy, surprisingly.
I have been surprised at that, because I was over at Smith Station to do a story during the summer, and was amazed at all the different things that were going on.
Yes, we do a lot of different programs. History on Wheels takes place during the summer. We do our summer school programs. And then all of our schools, some of them do little special things for our families as they gear up for school. They've had ice cream socials. They've had little meet and greets. So we're gearing up. And one of the big things we did was stuff the bus.
That was just a couple of weeks ago, and that is such a great chance for Spotsylvania residents to really get involved and provide things.
It was amazing, Ted. We had so many of our community members come out and make donations. They gave us, some people are like, I don't want to shop, but here's some funds. Go buy some school supplies. So we took that and shopped for them on their behalf, but we had wish lists out there. We had our students out there. We had our student volunteers. Our students can get community service hours, and this is an event that they can do that at.
Yeah.
And so we had all of our students helping out with the event, and it was just tremendous. We got so many school supplies donated, which we took to Treasure House. And you're familiar with Treasure House. That is our organization that our school social workers created over a decade ago. More than a decade, I guess. It goes on 15 years now. But it is just an amazing resource for our families. And each summer we get school supplies, we stock the shelves at Treasure House, and then we can make appointments for families to come out and shop that need school supplies. Right now, one of the things our school social workers are doing are packing up backpacks and taking them out to the community through the different hotels where we know we have families that are staying there. So they've been busy doing that, but just a tremendous effort by our community. We can't thank them enough for all their support.
Those kind of events, when you have, it's just amazing to see what people do. And I don't think, people shouldn't feel bad when they just give you money. And in some ways, that's maybe even a better thing to do, because you're able then to buy what you specifically need.
Absolutely. And anybody who missed our Stuff the Bus event, they can still donate if they want to help support our students.
Okay.
All they have to do is they can drop off the supplies directly at Treasure House. They have a box out front, and Treasure House is located behind Massaponics High School. Or they can contact me at the Administrative Services Building, and I can come by and pick them up. It's a business. We'd love to bring our rover out to businesses. We have Kaiser Permanente right now is doing a school drive for us, and I'm going to be visiting them on Thursday with our rover and picking up their donations. So lots of opportunities for our businesses to get involved as well, and our different organizations in the community. So we're excited that we're giving opportunities for people to get involved to support our kids.
Well, and you do this all year round, and that's one of the things that people don't realize, that either individual schools or the social workers, you're always looking for ways to help people.
Yeah, a lot of people don't recognize the fact that we have a high population of students that are economically challenged in our community.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you don't see it, you don't think it's there, but it's there. And throughout the year, Treasure House is open during the entire school year, and we accept donations for non-perishable items, food items, new clothing, because we do clothing days. They call it dressing days. We accept school supplies, because, you know, they don't just need school supplies at the beginning of the school year. What we collect at Stuff the Bus actually is depleted by, usually by October, that the donations we receive for Stuff the Bus school supplies are depleted. And so we really need to continue collecting school supplies throughout the year, because they're still, they still need the pencils and glue sticks and everything in December and January.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing to keep in mind, that when you're looking for organizations to give to and to continue to give, if you gave for Stuff the Bus, maybe do it a couple more times during the year.
Absolutely. And a lot of businesses always will pick, you know, some of them will pick like a organization to sponsor for the month. We'd love to be that organization. So reach out to me or reach out to Michelle Swisher with the Treasure House, and we'll definitely make arrangements to work with you to do a donation drive at your location.
If a family feels like that they need the help of Treasure House, is that something that they can work through with their own school or with the social workers?
Absolutely. If somebody is needing school supplies, we don't want them to get stressed out. We understand that some things happen and sometimes you have to make choices.
Yeah.
And money's tight right now for a lot of our families. So if their child needs school supplies, we ask them to contact their child's school. We are dispersing supplies to each school as well, so to make it easier, because it's the beginning of the school year. So our school counselors and school social workers have supplies at the school, and if they don't have what the student needs, they can get it from Treasure House and get it to the school. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for families to get those school supplies, because we really know when a child starts the first day of school prepared, it really kicks the school year off in a very positive way. And they know that they're on the same level as everybody else. So it merely makes a difference.
Oh, for the families to know that they're ready. Yeah, it's a big deal. Well, I'll continue to talk about this during the show. A couple other things that we will talk about. You know, and I know one of the things that you're really involved in is getting businesses involved with Spotsylvania Schools, and we'll talk about how businesses can do that too. A lot to talk to you about this morning.
All right.
Good to have you here. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania County Schools. It is back to school, and we'll talk about that next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Renee Daniels in from Spotsylvania County Schools this morning as we talk back to school. So, teachers, I guess, this is the week that they're all back.
Yes, last week we had our new teachers, and we did a huge kind of a orientation extravaganza professional learning day for our new teachers to get them welcomed on board. And we had a vendor fair with a lot of our business partners. It was great. Super excited. We have 200 new teachers that came through last Thursday and Friday. And then this week, we have all of our teachers back. So there's a lot of activity in the school buildings going on right now.
I noticed it because I go by three or four schools on the way home. And I noticed just the number of cars they're there in the summer, and then last week picked up, and then this week they really are there.
Oh, yes. So we are busy in the schools with getting everybody, all the rooms ready for our parents, because we are hosting our open houses this week for our families. And so the first one is tonight. It's for our high schools. Tomorrow we'll do middle school, and then Thursday will be our elementary schools. And those are an opportunity, again, for our families to come in and meet teachers and check out the schools if they haven't seen it. So we're excited about that. And then, of course, we started this a few years ago, and several of the other school divisions are doing it as well, what we call a transition day. And that's going to be August 10th, and that's a Monday. And that is just for our kindergartners, our sixth graders, and ninth graders. And I think it's a really cool thing that we're doing. Basically, those are your transition grades, because you're changing, you know, it's a new thing for our kindergartners, and it's also new for our sixth graders going into middle school, ninth graders going to high school, and that change could be really traumatic. I remember my first day as a freshman in high school, and I was just like deer in the headlights.
You and me both. It was one of the worst days of my life. just because I remember we had this assembly, and then they gave us a book that dealt with everything, and I just looked at it and thought, I'm never going to find my classes. It was horrible.
And the hallways were crowded, and Everybody's bustling. And, you know, as a freshman, you're kind of smaller than some of those seniors and juniors, and you're just like, oh my gosh. And
when Transition Day first started, I just thought this is brilliant.
Yes.
Because it just gives you an idea of how to do things.
Yeah. So they get an opportunity to go through their whole schedule, which is really cool. The entire day, it's just they just follow their schedule. They learn exactly where they need to go. And then on that first day of school, which is going to be August 11th, when the whole building is filled with students, it's a little bit more calm for them to know exactly where they need to go. And they don't get as overwhelmed. So it's been very successful, and we are glad that we're continuing that.
No, it is such a good day to get everybody, you know, all ready to go. So Transition Day is Monday,
the 10th, and then everybody on the 11th. So we'll be hearing loud noises in the halls again. It'll be great. And we're so happy to welcome our students back. I mean, we really miss our students over the summer. And so we're excited on that first day of school.
So this week, I guess, and you mentioned it, this is when where teachers are getting rooms together. And it is so important, these open houses,
yes,
to go to them, though. Just to be able to meet your teacher,
yes,
your kids' teachers right away.
And going back to the school supplies, if it's a good time, too, if your child does need school supplies, you can just go like you're going to the open house and let the office know, hey, we need some support here. And it just keeps it low key for the family. And, you know, nobody's saying, what are they doing over there? You know, it's just a great opportunity for people just to, you know, see their friends they haven't seen all summer and meet their teachers and really know exactly where they're going to be going on that first day of school. And then this Friday, we have convocation, a special event for our teachers and staff, where the superintendent kind of kicks off the school year and he'll be saying a few words to everybody. So we're excited about that kickoff, and just a lot of stuff going on this week. Just to remind parents, though, that first day of school, for our high schoolers, they need to be at the school. We open the doors at 7 a.m. for them. For middle school, it's 8 a.m., except for Post Oak. They start at 7:50. We have one middle school that starts at 7:50. And then all of our elementary schools start at 8:45. And if they're riding the bus, we encourage parents to make sure that they go into Parent View, which is an app that they're very familiar with. And if they haven't registered yet for Parent View, they need to contact their child's school to do so. And all of the bus stops and times are already in Parent View. They've been in there for a couple weeks now, but if you just need to make sure you forgot what it was, go back in and log in before that first day of school, because it's really important that you know exactly where your kids need to be on that first day for pickup. And of course, every year, our transportation department does an amazing job. They have a number that parents can call specific for transportation, and that number is 540-582-5125, and they're open from 8 to 4 to help with any transportation questions Monday through Friday. So the other thing parents can sign up for, which is free, is our Here Comes the Bus mobile app, and that is located on our website. You can download the app, go to the Apple Store, the Google Store to find the app, but it's called Here Comes the Bus, and it's a great way for parents to track where the bus is if they're trying to learn. Just as a friendly reminder, though, parents, that first week of school, we always want to make sure that our students are getting on the correct buses. Right. So we're going to be double checking, triple checking to make sure students are on the right buses, especially at our elementary school level. So just be patient with us, because there will be delays on those buses coming home in the afternoon to make sure we have the students where they need to be.
Yeah, and I was just going to say to you that the first week can be, it's hectic for the bus drivers, for everybody.
Right.
So have a little grace for everything, because it will be a little bit different. And you can get your kids ready. I mean, let them know, you know, kind of get them ready, you know, just things to start
absolutely
getting ready for.
Totally recommend parents to find out exactly where that bus stop is in their community and walk their child down to that bus stop this week. get them used to this is where the bus stop is, let them know where they need to stand, you know, explain to them that, hey, please don't stand in the street, don't be playing around in the street when the bus is coming, mm-hmm. that they need to be safe, and that's just really important. Another thing, especially with elementary schools, is, you know, if you have a TV tray or some kind of tray, just have your younger students, especially your kindergarten, first graders, carry the tray around the house and get used to carrying that lunch tray.
I was going to bring that up because Amanda Blaylock, when she was on the school board, every year she would come in before school and she would tell that story about doing that. And yes. I always thought, that is brilliant.
That is absolutely brilliant. And we definitely recommend that parents even have their kids learn how to pack their backpack so that they don't get stressed at school at the end of the day when they're trying to put everything in their backpack. You know, give them a couple of books and notebooks and let them see how they can pack their backpack. Practice that.
The other thing is, this tripped me up, especially in high school, was learn how to do a lock.
Yes.
Because, I got a lock for my, you know, my gym locker, and it took me a week to figure out how to even use it.
Yes. That's a really good thing to practice with.
So there are all kinds of things. Start getting your kids to go to bed a little bit earlier. All these kinds of things.
Absolutely. It's really important for kids to have a good night's sleep and obviously breakfast. Now, something for our school parents to remember is our schools qualify for free meals, every one of our schools. So they can get a free breakfast and they can get a free lunch. So, you know, encourage your students. Some kids need, you know, second breakfast. Hey, they can have second breakfast at school, you know.
Yeah.
Encourage them to take opportunity because we know when kids have a full stomach, they're better learners. They're not thinking about that growling in their stomach, and they're concentrating on the project or the lesson. And really, it really does make a difference in their grades and studies to have that opportunity to have a meal in their stomach. So,
well, and everybody's going to be anxious, Renee, next week. Even the teachers. You mentioned a couple hundred new teachers. They're all going to be anxious.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important to go meet your teacher for these open houses, because and your kids can look around and see what the room is going to be like, and mm-hmm. There's less stress.
There is less stress, and it's also an opportunity that if sometimes teachers require specific things that maybe aren't on that school list, and it's an opportunity to find out what that specific thing might be, or the request that the teacher has, and they can have it before that school starts. Because, you know, as parents, you're going to get a lot of stuff home that first day that you're going to be overwhelmed with. You got to sign this, and you got to sign this, and you got to sign this. So the more you can do in advance, the easier and less stress you're going to have. So these open houses are so important because it's an opportunity for you to, you know, meet the PTA at your school and, you know, get the spirit wear your kid wants, because they're going to want to have, you know, the T-shirt for that Friday spirit day at school. So, mm-hmm. you know, take advantage of this opportunity, because those schools are going to have those tables out where you could stop by and pick up that wonderful T-shirt or hoodie that your kid just has to have.
Well, and then what is usually in, it's usually the early part of September, after they've been a little bit after Labor Day, when they have back to school nights, when you can go. But this is different than back to school
nights. This is definitely different than back to school nights. Our back to school nights will be in October, this year. So we've got them on the school calendar. But the open house is really just an opportunity for kids to just, and for parents too, or guardians, to really meet the teacher, see the building, see what different kinds of, especially high school, there's different clubs that'll be there. There's different things that kids will be able to sign up for mm-hmm. and participate. If you need before and after school care, we will have signups for our after school and before school program. So all those things can be taken care of at that time.
I know the superintendent was in the past, he's tried to go to every school on the first day, and I think last year he backed off that and got to every school during the first week.
He likes that a lot better. He's going to do that again. He just feels like he is a talker. I know you've met Dr. Mitchell, and it's really hard for him to do speed visits. He wants to be able to really talk to people and engage, and so he just really loves the opportunity to really spend, you know, 30, 40, when we schedule those visits, they are 30-minute visits, and we'll be like, okay, it's 45 minutes.
We need to move on.
So we need to go to the next school, but he just loves all of our schools, loves our teachers, loves our kids, and really wants to spend time in each of our schools. So for him, the speed visit was not the answer. And I think the schools really like that, the opportunity to have the superintendent during the first week of school.
Yeah.
And for an extended period of time in their school. It's really cool.
Oh, it is. Yeah, no, I remember he came in last fall, and we talked about that, and I wondered, did it go over well enough that, because that, there are, how many schools are there? Is there 30?
There are 31 locations
31.
That we go to, because we go to the Career and Tech Center
yeah.
as well.
So it's, it, and I guess the other thing to let people know and to remind everyone is, come next week, buses are going to be back on the road. So
absolutely.
Plan your trip. I always, my problem in the afternoon sometimes is I'll get behind a bus, and I know that they're out, they're going to be on my street at this time making a bunch of stops. So give them some room
and give them some time, and understand too that our bus drivers are new, so they might be on new routes.
Yeah.
So they're learning their routes as well. They've been driving this week learning new routes for some of our bus drivers. But also remind the community that the sheriff's office has put out, in partnership with the school division, some speed zones, areas that are ticketing.
Be very careful of those. I have not ever gotten one, but I know people that have, and they're so surprised, especially over there on Salem Church Road.
Yes.
Don't, when you're over by Salem Elementary in the morning or the afternoon, and those flashers are on, those cameras are on.
That's right. And just really watch the signs. I mean, they're there for a reason. We're here to protect our kids and
yeah.
keep them safe. And, you know, we wouldn't have a need for that if people would
slow down. Don't be passing buses.
Don't pass buses.
With the
please,
lights.
Please don't pass buses. And take your time and just enjoy the day. I mean, here, I'm going to tell you what the dismissal hours are, 2:30, 2:45, and 3:30. So if you need to get someplace and in a hurry, kind of maybe do it. Leave
right.
a little earlier or leave a little later, because those school zone signs are going to be flashing at the beginning of the day and at the end of
yeah.
the day.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, especially if you're going to work in the mornings, that you might encounter buses. And if in the afternoons,
yes,
and yeah, no, those school zones will get you.
They will get you. We have, I think there's like 6 or 8 of them now. So they're like all over the county.
Yeah, no,
but they're well signed.
You're not going to be surprised by them,
right?
Just slow down,
because they will get you.
Slow down. they will. Again, schools begin in Spotsylvania next week. Renee Daniels here talking about it this morning, the Chief of Communications and Community Engagement. More coming up. We'll continue to talk about, this is good stuff this morning. This is just a good comprehensive getting us ready for school. More with Renee on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Renee Daniels in this morning, the Chief of Communications and Community Engagement with Spotsylvania County Schools as Spotsylvania gets ready to go back. We should mention, because we mentioned this a little bit earlier, that if you work with businesses all the time, and businesses really help out Spotsylvania County Schools by getting involved in financially.
Yes.
Making things happen.
Yes, absolutely. There's a couple ways that they can get involved. You know, Navy Federal Credit Union, they actually participated with Stuff the Bus, and they actually came on the Saturday and dropped off. They do a donation drive every year. But you don't always have to coordinate with a special event. If there's something that your business wants to do, if you have, you want to volunteer and work with students, that's an option. We do great externship programs where we have our high school students, they come to your office and they work with you for 40 hours. Instead of going to school that week, they actually go to a business. And so we can connect you with that.
They come here all the time. We have such a good time when they come in. They have sat in on this show many times.
It's an awesome opportunity for our students. And the whole purpose of it is to allow students to kind of try new things. Because sometimes, you know, you've heard this before, like, oh, my mom's an educator, my dad was an educator, and, you know, I'm an educator. And so kids tend to do the things that they're familiar with.
Sure.
You know, my dad was in the military, so I'm going to join the military. And that's great. We don't discourage that. But we also want to have opportunities for kids to try new things. And maybe there's something they don't even realize that they would be perfect at and passionate about. And, you know, because when you love what you're doing for work, it does make it a lot easier to wake up in the morning to go to work, right?
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, I think that's an opportunity for businesses to get involved. We're always looking for new businesses to help us with that. But we also do things throughout the year. We support Treasure House in numerous ways. We also do staff appreciation. You know, our teachers work really hard, and we like to be able to provide things for our teachers, especially during Teacher Appreciation Week. That takes place in the spring. And so there's different ways that they can get involved. And the best way for businesses and organizations to learn what opportunities that we have for them are, is to contact my office. Where, you know, just call the main office, which is 540-834-2500, or they can email me, and my email address is rdaniels@spotsylvania.k12.va.us, and just say, hey, we're a business and we want to get involved. How can we do that? It's super easy. We have a partnership and education form on our website as well. So if you just want to go to our website and do in the search partner in education, it'll come up, and it's a really brief application that they fill out, and then myself or one of my staff members will reach out to them, and we'll get them connected with an opportunity.
So there are all kinds of ways that the community can get involved in. It's more, and sometimes it is, it's not just by financially. You can get involved in a whole lot of ways that can be really meaningful.
Yes, we're always looking for parents and community members to get involved with our schools. Several of our schools have programs like Lunch Buddies. So, you know, mm-hmm. There might be some kids in their elementary classes that go to lunch. They're kind of sitting by themselves. And so we'll pair them up with a Lunch Buddy, and they'll come in, and, you know, then they feel like, you know, it's always special when someone from the outside comes in and eats lunch with you, right?
Right.
So that's an exciting way. It doesn't take a lot of time. Our energy, but it sure does make a difference in that child's life to have that person come in and just eat lunch with them and talk to them about their day.
I didn't know that Lunch Buddies was still a thing. That's great.
Yeah.
I know, just in the time, just going and having lunch with my own kids when they were in elementary school, there is nothing better.
Oh yeah.
Than to do that.
Yes. And so we want to encourage our businesses to get involved and our community members to get involved. We have a lot of retirees out there in the community that are wondering what to do.
Yeah.
We got plenty of things for you guys to help with. So just, you know, reach out to, if you have a school in your area, you can reach out to the school directly. If you want to volunteer for a school, mm-hmm. There is a volunteer process, because we want to make sure that we have people that are around our students, are safe people to be around.
Sure.
And so there's a process. So you fill out a volunteer form, you come in, we will do the background check and fingerprinting on that individual just to make sure they're, you know, who they say they are. And then they have a great opportunity to get involved and work with our students. You know, if you're a retired, you know, physicist, and maybe you want to help a child with their science homework or math homework, we'd love to have you come into our schools and help with remediation and support a student who's struggling. So just tons of ways to get involved.
Do you still need, we were talking a little bit earlier about just the day-to-day with the schools, is there still a need for bus drivers?
Absolutely. We are definitely looking for bus drivers. And if you go to our website, there's actually a link off the main page for that to apply for bus drivers. But we are still hiring bus drivers. It's great because it does require a CDL, but we pay for that. You don't, it's nothing out of pocket. They're paid while you get your training. And it's a great job for somebody who just is looking for maybe some extra cash because it's part-time hours. You go, you have your morning run, you have your afternoon run, and you have all your holidays off. So it's a great little part-time gig.
Oh, I know people that do. They've done it for years and just love, just love being a bus driver. Yeah. You get to know the kids. You get to know a lot of families.
Yeah, and it pays well. You get a nice little hourly salary, so it's an opportunity to really also give back to your community
And
support our schools.
There is such a need. Everybody's looking for bus drivers.
Yes.
Not just a Spotsylvania issue.
No.
It's everywhere. So
yeah.
if you do really want to give back to the community, but it's just interesting talking to you about all this, Renee, because there really are so many opportunities for people to get involved if you've got a little bit of time. And you could, with many of these things, you can work it around your own schedules.
Absolutely. And for businesses, you know, sometimes they need to contribute to a 501c3. Well, we got you covered there, too, because we have the Spotsylvania Education Foundation. It's our foundation. It only supports the school division. It was created by the school division, for the school division. And we actually are getting ready to do a Race for Education coming up. And that is an opportunity for people to support our foundation. And if you, our foundation, when you contribute to our foundation, that directly supports classrooms, students, and staff. We do idea grants for our teachers. Teachers get to apply for something they might want to do that's exciting, innovative, thing in the classroom that maybe they just don't have the funds to cover, but they're like, hey, this would be a great opportunity. I'd love to do this activity in my classroom. They can apply for a grant, and we give out those grants in the fall. So it's a great way to, again, you can make a donation to the foundation and support our idea grant program. There's just so many ways to get involved.
This is the race. In the past, you've done the race over at the raceway. Is it there again?
No, we actually changed the race location. The last time we did it at Massaponics High School,
which
we loved.
Yeah.
Because it's one of our schools, obviously,
right.
And we like that. And we're going to do it at Massaponics again.
Okay.
We're super excited about the Race for Education. I want to make sure I get you the right date. So I'm going to look that up while we're talking here.
As soon as I asked you that, I thought, I don't think she had that. That's fine. I just it came to my mind because I know in the past, I've come to it in the past. It's been a few years, but it's a great fundraiser, and usually you get a good turnout for this race.
We do, and the other cool thing about it is, we used to do it in the spring, and now we are doing it in the fall, because we thought, why not? It's a cooler time of the year to do it, and we just are excited about it. It's going to be September 12th.
Okay.
And what's really cool is we're going to have a 5K and a 1 mile walk. And so kids can do the 1 mile walk if they want to. There's prizes. There's also a school challenge involved with this. So if you're an alumni of a school and you register for the race, be sure to write down your school when you register on the information, because the schools that have the most registrations attributed to their that school, they get funding from the foundation. So they're going to have one elementary school winner, one middle school, and one high school winner. So it's a fun event, and we're super excited about it to bring it back because we haven't had it for several years, and so we're bringing it back, and it's going to be big.
Well, the foundation. I know in years past, this was the all things foundation. Renee was all things foundation.
Oh yes,
you still.
I still love our foundation.
Yeah,
it's great.
It is a great opportunity to provide funding for the for schools that just a lot of these little things that all add up.
Yes, and we're working with a lot of great businesses, and we're super excited about the new things we're going to be unveiling this year. Can't share them yet.
Okay.
But coming soon, we got some exciting news to share. But the foundation is doing wonderful things for our schools, and we're excited to be working with the robust foundation again.
You mentioned earlier in the show about Rover. For people who don't know about Rover, that's another thing I know that you're really proud of, because Rover goes around from school to school and event and event and has all kinds of books and stuff.
Rover's been busy this summer, too, because Rover's gone into several communities in the neighborhood and passed out books and helped pass out ice cream to families from some of our schools who've reserved Rover to take them out into their school communities. But we are excited about Rover because Rover is our community bus. It's a small bus, but you've probably seen around town. Mm-hmm. It's got an astronaut on the side with a backpack. It's kind of cool. And we used to have a really big bus.
Right. I remember the big bus.
And I was like, I said, a couple years I saw this little mini bus, and I'm like, what are y'all doing with that minibus
right.
over there?
We could use
and,
that.
And they were like, well, it's not in the route anymore. And I was like, well, I think that needs to be a new Rover. So we, worked to get a nice, cool look to the bus. And we have been using the Rover for 2 years. This is our second school year with the new 2.0 Rover. We're going to be out at National Night Out tonight. But Rover's really about just making connections with the community.
Mm-hmm.
When we have businesses that collect donations, we'll bring out Rover and do a photo shoot with Rover and get the donation. But it's just a wonderful opportunity. Kids now are familiar with Rover and they're like, Rover! New this year, we have a Rover mascot.
Really?
Yeah. So Rover mascot will be making an appearance tonight at
National Night Out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Over at the Spotsylvania Town Center.
Yep. But another way businesses can get involved, speaking of Rover, is they can donate books. Gently used books or new books, preferred. But we're always looking for books to hand out to our kids. So that's another way you can, if you are a book lover and you want to help spread the love of books, that's your jam. We can help you. You can give us books, and we'd love to distribute them to our students.
I was over at Smith Station this summer and saw the book vending machines and did a story on that. And what a great thing that is in all the schools where kids get points and things,
yes.
and then are able to get books out of a vending machine.
Yeah, so some of our schools have started that as an incentive program. Maybe they do something, pick up a piece of trash in the hallway, and a teacher recognizes that. They get a little well done, and they can collect these cards throughout the month, and then they can go spend them. And one of the ways they can spend them is these book vending machines, which are super cool. And we're going to be getting one specifically for our Career and Tech Center that's going to have tools and like it'll have coupons for a hammer, or it'll have a hard hat, or it'll have gloves or goggles, or for our cosmetology students, it might have, shears or clippers or something like that. So it's just being used in a variety of ways. Our students really love that because it's like super cool to go over to the vending machine and go, oh, I've got enough stuff to, purchase.
To get one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to talk to you about these kinds of things, Renee, because I think there are so many things going on in the schools, or things that the schools are involved in or have access to, that we never think about, and we don't always hear about.
Absolutely. And it's really important for us to provide opportunities, experiences, and just ways that our students can experience things other than just, sitting in a classroom. And that's important. We need those academics. Super important for kids to be in the classroom and learning things. But how can we change things? How can we make things exciting for students and make them really want to be at school? Because that's our goal. We want kids to go, I'm excited to go to school today.
Yeah.
That's what we want them to wake up every day and say.
And there's been that. There's been the big state portion in all schools have dealt with, especially after COVID, of
right.
getting kids back in the routine.
And I'm excited to share that our attendance numbers have greatly improved since Dr. Mitchell has been on board. We are excited. We're really making a coordinated effort to really work with families, work with students, find out what is it, how can we get you to come to school. Dr. Mitchell is really, he's got a student advisory. He'll talk to our students. Last year, he added a student school board member to the board.
Yeah.
Because we really want that student voice, and getting that student voice is so important to making sure that they're heard and they feel heard. And I think when students know that they're part of their education experience, they're going to be more successful.
Yeah.
And so those are the efforts that we're trying to make at Spotsylvania County Public Schools, and we're excited about the school year because we know there's going to be lots of great things that kids can do and see and learn.
Renee Daniels here with Spotsylvania County Schools. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Renee Daniels in this morning from Spotsylvania County Schools. It begins for the students next week. The teachers are there now. We'll go through the schedule in just a second. But Renee, you're going to be tonight out at National Night Out in Spotsylvania.
Absolutely. This is an annual event that is pretty exciting because it's a community-wide event. And it's actually, it's a big event. They're going to do it at the Spotsylvania Town Center. It's behind the town center on the backside, but we'll be there from 5 to 8. And if you have not seen Rover, and I know we've talked about Rover a lot today.
You want to see Rover,
this is your opportunity. Plus, you're going to meet Rover, the mascot, tonight. They'll be there hanging out, passing out books.
I did not know there was a Rover, the mascot.
Yeah, brand new. So we've just, he's getting his, he's getting known by the community. He just hasn't been out very much yet, but we're going to have him out tonight.
Great. This is a great chance to get to know, see some of the things we've talked about, see some of the things with the schools. And like you said, open houses begin this week. Tomorrow is...
No, tonight.
Tonight.
That's tonight right. high schools.
Yeah.
Tomorrow are middle schools and Thursday are elementary schools. And so...
Take advantage of that opportunity.
Absolutely. And the hours may vary from school to school, so that's why I'm not sharing hours. But all I need to do is contact... If you don't know that the hours for your open house for your child's school, just contact your child's school. They can tell you your hours. Okay. But all the high schools will be tonight. All the middle schools will be tomorrow, and all the elementary schools will be Thursday. A great opportunity to really meet your teacher, get the spirit wear gear that your child needs, and get set for the school year.
Yeah, it will alleviate some of the stress on the first day with your kids for sure.
Absolutely, and parents, you're going to get... You'll be able to get some of the paperwork and maybe work on some of that over the weekend and instead of it all coming home that first day of school.
There's always a lot of that. I forgot about that. That there really there's always those things to fill out. Transition day is Monday for what? Kindergarten?
It's for sixth graders and ninth graders.
Yes.
So it's those transition years where they're going. Obviously, kindergarten is first time in school, so they're going to struggle a little bit. Sixth graders, in middle school, that can be a traumatic transition from elementary to middle. And then, of course, freshmen on that high school. So there's always that. But this is a great way because they're going to meet their own classmates, start making those bonds, and feel like very confident on the next day when everybody's in the building and they'll already have a buddy that they can hang out with. So it's a good thing.
And like you said, I had forgotten. It's true that in high school, the hallways between classes, it's just...
Yes.
It takes some getting used to.
It does. And, you've got your little map there in your hands and you're like, But yes, I think that the translation days on the 10th are great. And then, again, if your child needs school supplies, please reach out to your child's school. We want them to come to school prepared. We have plenty of donations that we receive from our wonderful back to school event with the Stuff the Bus. And, of course, we're still getting supplies donated from our wonderful community partners and organizations.
Summer went by too fast. It's
absolutely,
but it's here.
Too fast. So just keep in mind those buses are going to be rolling.
Be ready for them next week.
Yes.
Renee Daniels, Spotsylvania County Schools. Renee, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.